If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Our weekend theater segment. I can't tell you guys how much I enjoy every week playing this opening to our theater segment when we have performers in the studio. Without fail, all the years that I've been doing this show, the performers all react the way that you all just did, bouncing up and down in their chairs, singing along if they know the words. Nothing perks up the performers more than our opening of the weekend theater segment. What is going on stage in Chicago? And this week in our studio, we have some of the performers from the latest production that's out at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire, Spring Awakening. They are Eliza Pallas and Ben Barker and Patrick Rooney. Thank you all for entertaining me with your choreography here in the studio this morning, you guys. Nice to have you all here with us. How are things going out at the big show out there?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's going really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show's been a lot of fun. I think it's being received well by folks who are coming to see it. And I think it's a really beautiful piece.
Tony Award-winning piece, that's for sure. It picked up 8 Tony Awards back in 2007. And to be doing a show like this in the round at the Marriott Lincolnshire, I would think also has to be a little bit challenging, kind of fun, very interactive, I would think, with the audiences.
Yeah, it's a very intimate space, and it's cool being able to tell this story for the first time in this theater to people who are used to seeing more mainstream shows.
And what's really neat about this particular production is that almost all the shows at the Marriott are truly done in the round, but for this production, they've actually knocked out a section of seats.
Oh, really?
So it's a thrust space this time. So they've got projections going on the back wall, and they're really able to create an atmosphere that's a little bit different from their usual fare. It's really cool.
I did not know that. That is a completely different dynamic.
Yeah.
I've never seen a show at the Marriott done like that.
You've got to check it out.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always find it so interesting with these in the round shows, if it's distracting, with audience members, because often when I see shows there and there's an actor right next to me or, you know, an ensemble that's about to come out and big and do something, you know, I just want to talk to them. And just, you know, they're
you
like,
feel like
they're
you're a part of it.
A lot.
I do. I feel like you've made me so comfortable that I feel like I'm, you know, like friends with the people that were about to go on stage and, you know, and do something. Can that be distracting in situations like that?
It can be distracting. Yeah. They call it the Marriott fever when you get just a little too turned around. You'll turn around and you're blocking or you're staging and you realize, I have no idea where I am right now.
Directions.
Yeah. Right. It is multi-directional in all facets.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to see that you guys get confused with that. and yet pull it off so flawlessly every time as well. Tell me about Spring Awakening. Tell me what the show is about, Eliza.
Well, Spring Awakening is a show about these children living in 1890s Germany. It's based on a Frank Wedekind play. And it was banned in the 1890s for being too controversial. But it basically deals with these young people coming of age in a time when they're not really given information by society about their sexuality or about what growing up means. So they don't have the answers, and our three characters, Moritz, Wendla, and Melchior, struggle in different ways with coming into themselves.
From your perspective, Ben?
Yeah, I definitely agree with all that. I think it's a cautionary tale in some ways of what can happen to teenagers and young adults when they don't have parents there to fully guide them into becoming themselves. For my character specifically, I think that I am a somewhat troubled individual who's struggling at school and struggling to make connections with other friends and humans, and my parents aren't there to be a force for me to kind of realize my full potential, and that ends up being my downfall in the show.
Yeah, how about Patrick, for your character, how does all this work in for you?
Melchior is one of the characters in this play that does challenge the status quo, and he does realize that there are a lot of issues with society at that time. that shouldn't be in existence. It's rigid, it's structured, and a lot of things that these kids are being told are completely false, or they're just being left in the dark with a lot of different issues. So Melchior sees this, and his set of parents are the ones that let him sort of be free and let him sort of explore these areas in life, and he extends that to his friends and to the people that he's closest with. And ultimately, it does get him in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, how does this reconcile in a world in which we live now, where there's so much information? I mean, you know, and instantly available. It's kind of an interesting yin and yang, isn't it? Of a time not that long ago, really, where there was no information available, and now, with you know, just picking up your phone, you can have any information that you want on anything.
Yeah. Well, I actually feel like the problems now are in a way similar, just coming from the opposite place. Like there is so much information that it's hard to really discern what is true, what is real. And you want to make sure that children in society are getting the information from the people you want them to be getting it from. So I hope this show like encourages parents to talk to their children about the way the world is so that they're not finding it on the internet.
And I think what stayed the same between the time periods is that the underlying thing is that parents want to keep their kids safe and they want to protect them. And I think that it still manifests itself in certain ways. You want to shield your kids from the, kind of the sorrows and difficulties. And I don't know, I see a yeah. parallel in parents wanting to be there for their kids, but they don't sometimes know quite how to do that.
And what this show does, it does bring light to a lot of those issues. There really isn't an issue that isn't looked at through this show. And I think it's really worthwhile for even parents to take their kids to go see this show. High school age kids, probably.
But, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Probably not good to bring the 8-year-olds to
maybe not.
No.
No.
Yeah. That'd be a big conversation.
DCFS will be waiting for you outside the theater if you do that sort of thing. But all done in a rocking good time, also. I mean,
yeah.
You know, yes. Make this sound too serious,
exactly.
But I mean, this is a great rock and roll musical.
Yeah. Yeah. The score is gorgeous.
Yeah. That's one of my awesome. Favorite parts of this play. I mean, there's this serious play that was written in the 1800s. And then it goes into the world of the song, this rock musical world that really it relates so much to this day and age. And I think that's the world that the audiences can really grab onto.
Yeah.
And it really shows the angst of all these kids. There's this rigid, structured play, and then they'll just launch into a rock song.
Yeah.
And they lose all inhibitions that they had in that world.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how, I don't know if it's composers or the producers or whoever gets the idea of taking an idea that seems so far away from being a musical and turns it into a successful musical. I know, and I think of Hamilton right now that's on Broadway.
So good.
Who would think of taking the subject of Alexander Hamilton and turning it into the hottest show you know, on Broadway right now.
Yeah, and yeah. Using modern music, right? Like, I have friends who have never seen a musical who are listening to the score and singing along and listening to the rap sections and thinking yeah. this yeah. is so amazing.
It takes a true genius to kind of put the two together.
It really does. It really does. And then I think about the poor people who had tickets to see Hamilton last night.
The storm.
And they score tickets to see Hamilton on Broadway on a Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh.
And it gets snowed out last night. Wow. 10:46, our guest performs something from Spring Awakening. Joining us in studio this morning, Patrick Rooney and Ben Barker and Eliza Pallas. All cast members of the new show Spring Awakening that's at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. The show is running through January the 31st. And, you know, ticket information through Ticketmaster, through MarriottTheater.com or through their box office, 847-634-0200. So tell us about the song that you guys are going to do. What do we need to know about this?
This song is called Those You've Known. It's at the end of the play, and Melchior is basically in his darkest moment. And this is the time when his friends come to him through sort of a supernatural place and tell him it's going to be okay. And they're always going to be with him, and that he can move on, and then it's going to be okay.
All right. Very good. Here they are performing from Spring Awakening this morning.
Those you've known and lost still walk behind you. All alone, their song still seems to find you. They call you as if you knew their longing. They whistle through the lonely wind, their long blue shadows falling.
All alone, but still I hear their yearning. Through the darks, the moon alone, they're burning. The stars, too, they tell of spring returning. And summer with another wind that no one yet has known. Still they call me
so much
through all things. Night's
another
falling,
dream, another love.
But somehow on I go.
Still
you watch me.
Just
watch me. I'm calling. Distant night, and I won't let them stray from my heart. Through the wind, through the dark, through the winter light, I will read all their dreams to the stars. I'll walk now with them, I'll call on their names, and I'll see their thoughts are known. Not gone, not gone. They walk with my heart, and I'll never let them go.
Not gone.
I'll never let them go.
Not gone.
I'll never let them go.
Not gone.
You watch me. Just watch me, I'm calling, I'm calling, and one day all will know.
From the Tony Award-winning Spring Awakening, you guys sound fantastic this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
It's absolutely beautiful. Tell me a little about yourselves. I know a couple of you went to Northwestern, right?
Yeah, me and Ben went to Northwestern. We were 2 years apart and actually sang in the same a cappella group.
We did the Undertones.
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect together.
Yeah. So we've been singing with each other for four or five years.
Yeah, and Patrick, you're from Detroit, you said, right?
I'm from the Detroit area,
yeah. But all of you performing here in the Chicago area for a while. What's that like for performers? Because I've said I'm a little bit prejudiced, but I think the Chicago theater scene is maybe the best in the world. Sorry, New York. Take that. Take that with your blizzard, New York.
No, we agree.
Not going to fully disagree with that.
I think the theater scene here is much more adventurous and challenging. I mean, for performers, it has to be amazing.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of risk-taking. The theater scene is full of all these different theaters that are willing to, you know, try new stuff. So many new works are going on at the Marriott. They have an emphasis on new works, and there's so many places to cut your teeth as a young actor. So it's a great place to come out of college and start doing the thing.
Yeah, it's also amazing how so many actors here can transition from doing straight theater to doing musicals to singing pop music. There are so many opportunities.
Absolutely.
What other productions might we have seen some of you in here in the Chicago area?
We all did October Sky together this past fall. Mm-hmm. We did, Eliza and I did Godspell. Mm-hmm. I went to Roosevelt, so I got to the Marriott and forced these two to be friends with me.
We all did October Sky this past fall. Oh, that's what you just
said.
Yes.
My
bad.
They were both in Les Mis at the Paramount Theater, which was awesome, and just won the Jeff for Best Musical.
Yep.
I was in Pericles at Chicago Shakes and Carousel at the Lyric Opera last spring.
We were just talking during the break of, for performers, the different types of theaters that there are in Chicago. This, you know, in the Round Theater that's at the Marriott usually. But also the Paramount in Aurora, which is sort of a traditional Broadway stage. And you were mentioning the Drury Lane in Oak Brook is
a little bit different as well.
A little bit different. And you were talking about the Shakespeare Theater, where it's really different for a thrust
stage.
There
are so many different levels you're playing to this whole. It feels like a real Shakespearean stage. There are just, in Chicago, there are just so many different spaces.
Does that alter your performances when, does it take a, is one more difficult than another, more challenging, more exciting, more distracting if a guy like me is in the aisle talking to you while you're trying to perform?
In bigger houses, you definitely have to sort of alter your technique a little bit. It's all coming from the same truthful place, but but you do have to know that there are people, 300 feet away that are looking at you versus smaller houses where everyone's 50 feet away.
Yeah.
So there definitely is that element. But I think you'll see directors like Rachel Rockwell who will direct something at the Marriott and it's a very intimate sort of setting. And then she'll go and direct something at the Paramount. So it's everyone is sort of versed in all aspects of space.
And it's fun to have the challenge of different audiences. I know I love performing in spaces like the Marriott and more intimate spaces because you can really connect with the audience that's right in front of you. Whereas a much larger house at a traditional Broadway stage, you can't necessarily make an individual connection with everyone out there. But it's kind of cool to have a lot of these professional, very high quality theaters have small spaces where you can, connect with everyone.
That's why I think the theater scene here is so cool. I mean, that there's so many different experiences for the actors, but also I think for audience members that we experience it differently as well in each of these places. Well, Spring Awakening is playing through the 31st at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. In fact, you guys have a performance today, don't you?
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
2 p.m.
What time would that be?
Two
p.m.
Can hear they're all warmed up for the show.
Yeah, ready to go.
Ready to go.